Congressman Peter Welch, I know that I asked you about opioids on several other occasions when we've been together, but I know it's really important to you and that this scourge is occurring. We have at least one country, the Philippines, where the solution seems to be kill the addicts. We take a different approach in the United States. Are we making any progress?
Well, we are, and this is one of the areas where there's been bipartisan cooperation and a significant accomplishment. We just passed the 21st Century Cures Bill. I was one of the lead sponsors on that. And we got $1 billion to go to states. Those will be federal grants that go to states to help local organizations that are fighting the opioid epidemic. And the money is going to be distributed not just on a per capita basis, according to a formula, but it'll be focused on those states that have the highest incidence. And Vermont, unfortunately, is one of those states that does have a significant problem. But it's also a state where, to Peter Shumlin's everlasting credit, he was early in identifying this, explicit in naming it. He devoted an entire State of the State address to it. And as a result of that, we've got local organizations all around the state that are making significant progress on addressing this horrible problem. And what I'm really happy about is that this is a case where taxpayer dollars, you know, from Vermont are going to go back to Vermont to help local entities address this, like our local treatment facilities in Rutland, Project Vision. There's a lot of local folks that are on the ground, and that's where the work has to be done, and we're going to get them some financial assistance so that they can do it. It's a real accomplishment, and a real buy-in by my Republican colleagues. Fred Upton, chair of our Energy and Commerce Committee, did a terrific job.
So what does it prove? It proves that when there really is a big emergency, there can be some cooperation?
You know, there's too little cooperation here, but there's a lot of us here that know that the only way we're going to succeed is by working together. And this bill could have been better from my perspective. You know, there's money that's going to go to the National Institute of Health. There's going to be money that will go to research on cancer, and that's the moonshot of Vice President Biden. And obviously, these are issues, health issues, that afflict people in red states and in blue states. It just doesn't matter. Cancer comes whether you're a Republican or Democrat or independent. So I wish we could remember that, not just in the case of these healthcare issues, but on other issues as well. So everybody felt good about passing a bill in a bipartisan way that actually did something, and it's going to help our communities. And obviously, that's what we have to be doing in Congress on everything.
I want to move to the resettlement of refugee plans in Rutland. I know Vermont has been a leader here. We have a series of threats about immigrants and by the incoming president. Has anything changed?
Well, Rutland is moving ahead, and I believe there will be some Syrian refugees that are resettled and integrated in the Rutland community. And it's been a big topic of discussion in Rutland, and a lot of good Rutland folks are open arms and are going to do all they can to make this work out. A number of Rutland employers stepped forward and said, hey, we do have the jobs that can help put these folks to work. And then other Rutlanders understandably had some concerns and were apprehensive. What's this going to mean to the budget? Are there jobs? What's the issue with respect to security? These were all fair questions that folks in Rutland asked, and I think I think there are answers to them. But I'm proud of Rutland. I'm proud of the people there and their initiative, the process they went through to try to find some community peace of mind to make this happen. And by the way, you know, the Middle East, the folks who come over from Syria, they're vetted. I mean, it's an incredible process. It takes about 2 years.
Really?
For a person, is allowed to come into the United States. This is not the situation that people are reading about, where, which is much more difficult, where Syrian refugees are coming across the Mediterranean on boats and landing on your shores. And obviously, there is no vetting there. It's just whoever arrives. And obviously, this is an incredible challenge for those refugees, but it's an incredible security challenge for Europe. But that's not the situation we have, because we've got that ocean that separates us. And people who are allowed into this country do go through, to use Trump's word, an extreme vetting. So I think the security issues are addressed as much as they can be.
Peter Welch, I wanted to ask you about the White House. A lot of people are glued to the New York Times, to CNN, to public radio every day to find out who the latest appointees are. A lot of military in the Trump cabinet. Bother you at all?
It does. I don't think the government should be run by generals. You know, having some distinguished people with military backgrounds obviously can be part of the balance. But of the people that the generals that he's appointed, General Mathis actually, I think is pretty solid. But I have real concerns about General Flynn because of his reputation, mercurial reputation that he had when he was in an intelligence position in the Army before. But
to say nothing about his contemporary tweets.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and also at the Republican convention, joining in the chant, lock her up, lock her up. I mean, that's really not something I look to see happen with a person who's going to have significant responsibility.
Do you have the inside skinny on who's going to be the Secretary of State?
I have no idea. I mean, watching from the outside, it looks like President-elect Trump is just having fun toying with people and keeping his name in the press and just showing everybody that he's in charge. But I don't have a clue who ultimately he's going to pick.
It's going to be Rudy Giuliani. You know why? Because I always think, what's the worst thing that could happen? And then it inevitably happens.
Well, you know, that would not be I hope it's not. I hope it's not.
It's always wonderful to talk to you, Peter. But I wanted to ask you one last thing. You have an economic impact study bill. What's that?
Well, it's on the outdoor recreational economy. You know, more and more young people in particular are really being attracted to areas that have amenities. Like, you know, in Burlington, we've got the Burlington Bike Path. We've got this trail system all throughout Vermont that's been tremendous for hiking. And I got together with some colleagues, two Republicans and another Democrat, and all of us represent states where outdoor activities and recreation is incredibly important. And what this study does is it's going to document what the economic benefit is. Obviously there's health benefits if you and I get out and hike.
Sure.
We go on a bike path. But there's a lot of businesses that have been taking the lead. You know, in Vermont, Outdoor Gear Exchange was started by a college graduate, and it's now a big company that's doing great business and geared toward outdoor activity. So by quantifying it, by having this study that shows what the economic benefit is, it is going to put in the forefront concrete information that will be available to policymakers when they're considering what steps they can take to enhance outdoor recreational activities. It's a big deal for our health. It's a big deal for our economy. It's a big deal for improving the quality of our lives.
I can't tell you how grateful we are, Congressman Peter Welch, Democrat of Vermont, an old friend. I was so delighted that you're with us, and good luck on your coming session. You're going to need all the luck you can get.
Thank you, Alan.